let yourself get into a comfortable position. Let your body relax. And let your body just relax. Let your mind relax. So take just 6 deep breaths. Just your own pace, just take 6 deep breaths. Continue to relax and let your body just relax and let your mouth form into just a gentle smile, kind of like a Mona Lisa smile, like a smile of the Buddha or of so many of the Murtis that we see in India, just that gentle smile. And just relax. Whatever your thoughts may be, simply allow them to be. And as they kind of enter into your mind, let them enter into a very relaxed space. Whatever the thought, it could be any type of thought, any type of emotion. It's just as the thought arises, let it come into a relaxed, non-judgmental space. And just let yourself have an attitude of just appreciation, appreciating the wonder of having a body, amazing, and of having a mind, of having thoughts, having feelings. These things actually exist in the universe.
Ne?
If you can notice just your own simple presence, your body is present, you have sensations of your body, the outlines of your body you can feel, your thoughts, your breath, all of these sensations are here, the sound of the outside. But all of these sensations are yours. Who is this I, the conscious being, this me, that's simply present, to whatever sensations and perceptions are taking place. Kind of relax and notice your own self. And the perceptions don't cover you at all. They're your perceptions. You're present to them. You're as present as are the perceptions. I'm the one who has the perceptions. Experiences. They're not away from me and they don't cover me. As soon as you relax, you can just notice what is most obviously you, the one who is here, who is present, who has these sensations and perceptions. But who just silently abides as all of this activity takes place. so that your body and mind continue to relax. Let them kind of relax into you as though they're resting, resting in your own being. Whatever thoughts, feelings might be passing through, they really in no way change you or cover you. You don't have to be afraid of your thoughts or of your feelings. Nor do you have to stop them. In order to know yourself, you don't have to stop your feelings or your thoughts. You just have to differentiate them from your own silent presence that's not disturbed by them in any way. Them are separate from you. They totally belong to you, and they're one with you, and at the same time, they all come and go while you remain the same. That's what needs to be discerned. None of your perceptions or feelings are away from you. They're one with you. But they change and you don't. That's what we call satyamitya. All of my experiences come and go. In me who am stable, in me who remain always the same. Just notice what you are like, just your simple self. And what is it that makes you you, just your simple being? Totally unencumbered. It is like that smile of Buddha, that gentle smile really represents who you are.